I forbid you, maidens all, that were gold in your hair, to travel to Carter Hall, for young Tamlin is there. None that go by Carter Hall, yet they leave him a pledge, either their mantles of green, or else their maidenhead. Janet tied her kerf of green a bit below the knee, and she's gone to Carter Hall as fast as go can she. She doth pull a double rose, a rose but only two, and up then came young Tamlin, said, "Lady, pull them all off. And why come you to Carter Hall without command from me? I can go," Janet said, "and ask no leave of thee." Janet tied her kerf of green a bit below the knee, and she's gone to her father as fast as go can she. And up spoke her father dear, and he spoke meek and mild, "Oh, no, lass Janet," he said, "I think you go with child." "Well, that may be so," Janet said, "myself shall bear the blame. There's not a knight in Hoyle Hall shall get the baby's name. For my love's not an earthly knight, as he's an elfin bray. I'd not change my own true love for any knight you have." Janet tied her kerf of green a bit below the knee, and she's gone to Carter Hall as fast as go can she. "Tell to me, Tamlin," she said, "how came you here to dwell? The Queen of Fairies caught me when from my horse I fell. And at the end of 7 years she pays a tithe to hell. I so fair and full of flesh, and feared it be myself. But this night is Hallow's Eve, and the fairy is full bride. Those that would their true love win, hard miles cross they must ride. First let pass the horses black, let them pass the ground. You run to the white steed, and pull the rider down. I'll be on the white steed, nearest to the town. For I was an earthly knight, they give me that renown. They will turn me in your arms into a newt-or snake. Hold me tight and fear not, I am your baby's father." "And they will turn me in your arms into a lion bold. Hold me tight and fear not, and you will love your child. And they will turn me in your arms into a naked knight. Cloak me in your mantle, and keep me out of sight." In the middle of the night, she heard the bridles ring. She heeded what he did say, and young Tamlin did win. And up spoke the fairy queen, an angry queen was she. "He'll betide a real far fate, and he'll that may she die. Oh, had I known, Tamlin," she said, "what this night I did see, he, I'd have looked him in the eyes and turned him to a tree."